Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
I'm Laura.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Coda.
I'm Laura.
And we are the Triad Moms on the Mic.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Triad Moms on the Mic, the official podcast of Triad Moms on Maine. For more information about the show and all things parenting, make sure to check out Triad Moms on Maine website at www.triadmomsonmaine.com. Triad Moms on Maine has daily blogs and a directory for practically everything. So be sure to subscribe to the Triad Moms on Maine newsletter and subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a thing. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Laura D talking. I'm here with Kelly and Coda. We're missing Laura S today. Mom life always takes over, but that's all right. How are you guys doing?
Good, awesome. Good.
Yeah, enjoying it. It's kind of a cloudy day, but I'm enjoying a break from the sunshine, honestly.
Absolutely.
No.
No? Are you no. All sunshine all the time?
All sun all the time, baby.
That seems right, though. That's what I would think. Kelly's just a big ray of sunshine.
Yes, that's me. Talk to my husband. Ask him that.
Oh my. Well, today we're going to be talking about money, specifically how to help our kids learn about saving, what we can do to help them, the best ways to save, things like that. And while we may all find ourselves thinking that we are experts in money, we have a guest joining us today who is an actual expert on this topic and knows a bit more about the specifics than we do. So we're going to have her join us here. We have Kennedy Reynolds with us today. She's the Chief Brand Officer and the Head of Creative Marketing at Acorns. And she's also a mama to 3 under 5 years old. So welcome, Kennedy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here. It's actually like an out-of-body experience to hear me introduced as an expert about money, because if you were to ask me about money, you know, 10 plus years ago, I would be like, this is a dollar bill and you buy things with it. And that's change. And you buy bubble gum with that, and that's pretty much all I know. So
that's about where I am.
It's so funny. Yeah. I mean, it's been a wild ride, but thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Do you want to take a couple seconds and just tell us a little bit about yourself, and how you got into what you're doing and things like that?
Sure. So I'm originally from North Carolina. So super excited to be on this one. And I've kind of lived all over the place since then. We won't get into that because that goes too far back. But I started my career in writing and copywriting in particular, and then got into kind of content strategy and different kind of PR and communications agencies. And then I was working at an agency in New York, and got introduced through a client, WeWork, I'm sure you guys have heard of, to Noah Kerner, who's the CEO now of Acorns, which is where I am now. And we started working together on WeWork at the very beginning of WeWork when it was a couple of buildings and a few people, and worked on the story of WeWork, but what was the brand, and, you know, how are we going to kind of build that story of entrepreneurs and giving them a place to, you know, work and live. And so a couple of years later, we had both moved on from that work, but Noah had moved to Acorns, which is now the country's leading financial wellness system, kind of get all of your money needs met in one app. And I had just had my first child, my son Forrest. And I remember I was on, you know, maternity leave, and I was on a walk with my son in the carrier, and Noah and I had stayed in touch and remained friends and kind of worked on some side projects. And one of us called the other while I'm on this walk, and he was talking about Acorns and just this kind of financial crisis in this country in particular, and that he had really found this to be a calling for him, and would I consider joining him and trying to build this brand. And I had sworn that I was not going to go back to work full time. And I knew nothing about responsible financial living. But I got really excited about the mission, which is, you know, to support the up and coming. So how can we help people really grow their financial knowledge, be financially empowered? And here we are, almost 5 years later. I did go decide to really dive into the work, and figured if I'm going to be spending any time away from my kids, then this feels like an important mission and an important problem to help solve. But in nowhere in like the personal history of Kennedy did anyone along the way say she's going to write for work in finance. So I think I kind of saw myself as like an example of our customer, which is somebody who, you know, really doesn't know too much about money, and but understands that it's a pretty effective means to, you know, a vision or a way of life or a goal, and wanted to learn more. So yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell. Yes, I've got three kids. That happened been a very productive 5 years. And, can I say that on here? And
yeah, absolutely.
You can say anything.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Yeah. My husband's exhausted. We just stay away from each other now. But yeah, no, it's been great. It's been really exciting and completely, and like all the things that you guys and every working parent, you know, are going through these days, but I've been very fortunate.
That's awesome. That's really cool. That's one way life takes us to some very unexpected places. So that's
totally. Yeah, it is. That has definitely been the case for me. Yeah.
Neat. We actually use Acorns in our family. My husband started using it with the Roundup part. That's how we started. And I thought that was so interesting. And so basically the app takes, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I understood from what he was doing at the beginning, but it takes and it links it to his account. So when he would buy something, say it costs $1.25, it would round up to two, but that 75 cents would go into a savings account. So it's just, you know, really small way to start kind of saving. And my husband is Mr. Finance. He loves money and all the things with money. So that was something that he could kind of say, hey, Laura, look, here's an easy way that you can save just a couple cents here and there. You literally don't have to do anything. It just adds up. And then after a while, we use it and like go on a nice dinner or something small like that. And now we use it for more things. But how would you kind
of... You're both hired. That was a very good
description. Oh, good, good. Yeah, that was actually a job interview, so great. I'm so
great. You know what? Everything is these days.
Yeah.
No, that really encapsulated it. You know, that's us in a nutshell, so to speak. But I'm bummed. So Roundup is actually how the company, that was the, you know, origin of the company was trying to figure out how to create an entry point for people who thought of investing as like, I've got to have a wealth manager which means I've got to have wealth, which means, you know, and they're going to take a commission of my wealth because, you know, so pretty much exactly what you said, you know, we, you can link any cards you have, any payment accounts you have for every purchase you make, gas, groceries, whatever, you round it up to the next dollar, and then we automatically invest it for you. And we have a selection of portfolios from conservative to aggressive, depending on what your goals are. And they're, you know, diversified portfolios to help you kind of weather bumpy markets like we've certainly seen this year. So that was kind of how it started. And then we added other automatic ways of investing, like recurring investments, but we allow you to start at just $5 a day, week, or a month, whatever you can do. And then we added on a retirement account, Acorns Later, which is in like under 2 minutes, I think we are now. You can set up an IRA and just set automatic investments into that as well. And then added a checking account a couple of years ago called Acorn Spend. And that one's really exciting because it really brings the system together. So now you've got this, by the way, really cool debit card. It's tungsten metal. So it's the heaviest natural metal. We wanted, like, we were like, screw this, like, heavy black Amex that only, you know, Beyonce can get. Like, we want something that everybody who, like, wants a better financial future for themselves and their family should have this card that they can bring out and feel like, I am a baller. Like, I can swipe with swagger. I've got this beautiful thing. So that's what Spend is. And with every swipe, you actually get those rounded up in real time. And then we have Smart Deposit that allows you to automatically invest the percentage of your paycheck. And that's available through Spend as well. And then the kind of product that I have been most personally passionate about, we just launched in June, which is Acorns Early. And that's our investment account for kids. So in, again, about 2 minutes, you can open up a UTMA or UGMA account for your kids and invest in the back, you know, set up $5 a week or whatever you can do and invest in the background of their lives. So that's, you know, our mission is to look after the financial best interests of the up and coming, starting with the empowering proud step of micro investing. So it all begins there, just like you said, Laura, like, how can I, you know, take change here, a few bucks there, I've got a few bucks at the end of the month because I skipped, you know, coffee a couple of times, and turn that into more, because that's really what, you know, what investing is about. Stick it somewhere and let it ride the tide.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think something that you said, you know, we are living in a weird time, like understatement of the century, but it's a lot of people feel, whether they are or not in reality, a lot of people feel financially insecure, right? A lot of people are scared. And a lot of people, you know, aren't ballers. They don't have a lot of money and they feel like they don't have that kind of money to save or to invest, or and they don't know how to start. So I think that's amazing, just to, you know, round up a few cents. How simple is that? And it's accessible, right, for everyone.
Yeah,
exactly right. That's a word we talk about a lot, as accessibility. So thank you for saying that. I mean, you know, when we started and we were doing research and customer research and talking to people, it's not like people don't want to know. It's not like people aren't curious. It's just that there was really limited and kind of skewed access. And so, you know, as soon as we and grow is our educational product, and we create content in the Money Magazine online, grow.acorns.com, in partnership with CNBC. That was always intended to be at the root of of everything, because it starts with education. We can be the brand telling you that, you know, you should invest your money every day, but then we just sound like a brand trying to hawk our product at you because somehow that benefits us. Really, like, if we can educate people and help people understand that, you know, if we can all learn about how to manage our money better, if we can all learn about the power of investing, particularly from an early age. I mean, with Acorns Early, you can begin at birth, you know, as soon as your kid is born. Then we actually have the opportunity to kind of level the playing field and change the financial future for this next generation and for all of us. So access for us, like the door to that is really education. So we spend a lot of time and energy there.
Yeah. So for people who are looking to save
for education, how would you compare what you guys are doing to something like a 504 plan?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you can do both. So we encourage people to, you know, people who have 529s, you know, you can also have an Acorns early account. The reason that we decided to go with the UTMA, UGMA route is in particular because you're still getting tax advantages along the way, or actually compliance would ask me to say, you can potentially get tax advantages along the way. But you have flexibility. So like a 529, you can only use for education. And that's great. And obviously we're advocates of that, but we also
I said
have 504,
that's an IEP plan. I'm sorry. I got to correct myself.
No problem. they're just numbers, honestly. no, but so a lot of our customers, they might decide that college isn't the right path. They might decide that they're going to, you know, work for a while or their child, you know, needs a computer, in high school. And so we really wanted to provide an opportunity to invest for things that weren't just, you know, a four-year education, but really spoke to a broader audience. And that's, I mean, with Acorns Early, you can invest along the way really easily, and then you can use those funds, like I said, for, you know, if it's some kind of extracurricular activity or a computer or an apartment or a car, that you have the flexibility to do that.
All right, if you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible. And that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
So what about families with more than one kid? Would you open more than one account, or can you split the account with however many kids you have? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question. I always forget that piece because we had this discussion. Obviously, from a business perspective, it would have been shrewder for us to charge per child. That doesn't serve our mission. So you can add unlimited children, and that goes within your account. So the way that the plans work are, we have Acorns Lite, which is just your investment account, and then within that you get Grow and our Earn product, which helps you earn more money through a variety of ways. Then there's Acorns Personal, that within that you get your investment account, your retirement account, and the checking account, as well as Earn and Grow. And then there's Acorns Family, and that's where you get your early account, but you can add as many children as you have. Or as you know, you can also open an early account for your grandchildren or your niece and nephew or your godchildren. It doesn't have to be a parent.
Good deal.
Yeah. So one way I like saving up for something. So we're trying to think of, like, when I was thinking about this podcast, I was thinking, what are good ways to help children save in creative ways? I know I personally used Acorns. I am a child. I will forever think of myself as a child. But I want to swim with sharks, which
good.
Is an expensive thing. So my husband set up, and I am not a child, set up an Acorns account that we were putting a certain amount in every month. And then what we liked about this was we could add extra money to it too, if that makes sense. So every month we were adding, say, $20. And then for my birthday, I just asked people to donate to I called it my shark fund. And whatever they would give, they just added into my husband would add into my Acorns account. So I feel like that might be something that kids could do as well, maybe saving up for something bigger that they wanted. And it could be an Acorns account. It could be anything, I guess, but that's what we liked about that it could be a set amount. So do you have any just whether it's an Acorns Count or anything that you use for your kids, ideas or things that kind of make saving fun for kids.
Yeah, that's great. I love the Shark Fund. You'll have to tell me how that goes.
Well, you might see it in the news.
Right. When I do it, like when I do extreme types of things like that, my mom always says, just wear something that, like, don't wear your Birkenstocks and some tank top. Just wear something that looks nice, so that if you end up getting eaten by a shark and you're in the news, your picture at least looks happy.
That's great.
Yeah, priorities of a Southern mother.
It's like always wear clean underwear in case you get in an accident, right?
Right. Exactly. Like, let's just focus on what this is going to look like on the news. My husband's mother actually, I thought, did something. You know, my husband's mother was German and very smart about money. And my husband's father is a small town banker in Missouri. And so he grew up with a really strong financial influence in education. And they had, one TV in the house, and they had a box on top of the TV. It was kind of like a, what do you call it? Like a money jar. And if you wanted to watch 30 minutes of TV or 15 minutes of TV, you had to put a nickel in the jar.
I like that.
And my husband, I mean, this is more his nature than mine, but he like very much thought, you know, strategized around like how the value of that nickel versus the value of that show. But I think that's a real, you know, just little things like that, almost like you were talking about with the spare change. I think little things like that, that help your children understand that the TV doesn't just appear and the food on the table doesn't just appear and your new clothes for distance learning don't just appear. Whatever it is, you know, your birthday presents. I think helping them understand even in those little like coin in the jar, or I know a lot of people do the spending, saving, giving, which I think is such a nice strategy too. And for kids who are really young, you know, my kids, that creates kind of this tangible experience, and it's definitely something that you guys, like, their hands touch it, they understand, and then you take the giving jar to, you know, Goodwill or whatever organization you want to support, and they get that, the value of that experience. So it goes beyond the money. I think that's really important. I also feel like, and I actually think that this is true for grownups too, but making the conversation more about the vision that they have, you know, what, not that like my 3-year-old has a vision, but, you know, beyond like, ice cream with sprinkles, but like, what do you want? Right. So for a 3-year-old, what is the thing you want? Let's talk about that. Okay. Well, here are the ways that we get there. You know, be kind to your siblings. And then these certain ways to get to that thing. And money is one of those ways. And then it makes it more about like, they understand that there's a way to get to something, a productive way, a healthy way to get to something, as opposed to it being about like the value being the money itself, this thing, you know, right. It's about the lot, you know, and then for older kids, you know, kids that are a little older in high school, I think you can have those really deeper conversations about visions and how kind of financial education plays into that vision. For early, I have gotten my kids involved with it, and they just get really excited seeing their names on my screen and understanding that like, oh, we're like, we can see that number change, and then starting to have that conversation about what's changing that number. And the little decisions that we're making to set aside that money for you week to week. So they have gotten really engaged with that. And then we've got kind of custom content from Grow that's for families to, you know, read through with their children. So that's kind of been fun too. And I got lucky enough to have Acorns support me in writing a children's book called Grow Your Oak for the launch of the product too, which is a picture book. So it's, you know, really for kids that are younger, but just about that, about like these little things that we can do in the background of their lives to show them that we love them. And so I think that's helpful too. It's just having that conversation and all those little ways, all those little things I'm sure you guys are doing that you don't even know about that help them understand what this thing is in a less abstract way.
Yeah.
I love the idea of like a vision, because as you're talking, you know, I have a nearly 20-year-old she gets money and it burns a hole in her pocket. And I work on threats and browbeating. So maybe I need to switch my tactics with her, because, you know, I do make her, she works all summer, she gets paychecks, she's made to save a certain portion, but at some point I'm not going to have that control over her. So maybe by helping her change her mindset about money, instead of me saying, you're going to have student loans due when you graduate, you know, and freaking out on her, maybe I can say, you know, what do you want at the end of this experience, and how is saving going to help you get there? So
yeah. Yeah. The mommy daughter vision board. Here we go.
I like it.
Yeah. I think like everything else, it's really individual to what motivates you or the child, or, you know, I was talking about this with somebody else. Like, we almost, you know, we treat money as this whole other thing that's like, somehow we put it over here in this world, and it's scary and terrifying, and like nobody wants to deal with it, and I don't want to talk about it, and but I want it, but I don't want, you know. And then you think about like what motivates you what motivates you in your relationship, what's your love language, what motivates you to do well in your career, or what motivates you to be a good mom, or what, and then like take those things, those cues about, you know, I'm the type of person who is motivated by encouraging language. I'm the type of person who's motivated by goals, whatever it is. And then just apply that to your relationship with money. I think that's like, and all of us are different and our motivators will be different, but if we can just take money out of this like place where we've stuck it in this dark closet with all of our like dirty laundry that we don't want to see, and bring it into like, this is a part of who I am. And I have to think about, you know, the ways that I like to be treated, or the things that I like to, the things that motivate me in other aspects of my life. And I'm going to apply those to my relationship with money. It's this relationship I have. It's this other person in my life. Then you can kind of figure out how to have a much more healthy, honest, open, constructive dynamic. And then that probably changes how you talk about money in your family too, because now you've gotten to a better place with it. That's at least been helpful for me, because I can tell you, like, I wrote my first check living in San Francisco, which is not cheap, a million years ago, and it bounced. And I was like, but it's supposed to, but I wrote it. It was supposed
to
work.
I have a check, but the check's in it.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, that's my, guys, you did something wrong.
That reminds me of Schitt's Creek. Has anyone watched that?
Yeah.
Everything is a write-off.
That's not a write-off. I love what you just said, because, you know, I mean, we even say, right, money is the root of all evil. It's a necessary evil. So we have this really negative association with it. That you just flipped my whole brain upside down right there with that. So,
Oh boy. I should not have that much power, believe me. Yeah.
No, it's easy to do. I have a really flippy, floppy brain. So it's not hard to do.
Well, it's probably also one of those many things that we talk about on here where your kids see you doing it. You know, become better financially informed, which I'm not, my husband's great at it, but I need to get better at that, because I want George to be responsible and be proactive in saving. And it's interesting to think about it as a relationship, a positive relationship, instead of something that is straining and stressful, which it can be, but so can marriages. So can friendships, all of those things have tough parts as well. So that's totally.
And like, you know, when you look at those other examples, relationships or marriages or your relationship with yourself or your health or whatever, you can't ignore those. You can't like nobody else is going to take care of those things. You can't ignore them. You've got like, but money, you know, is kind of one of these things we can be like, oh, you know, I'll deal with it later. I'll deal with retirement when I'm almost retired. Right.
Right.
That doesn't work. So anyway, yeah, I could go on and on, but I'll stop.
No, I appreciate it. Kelly, have you found any interesting ways that, since you have the older kids, of helping them to save, or is it kind of still a learning curve?
Yeah, it's definitely a learning curve. You know, I have, like I said, my oldest is forced to, I mean, she's had a checking account since she was 16, in a savings account. But we're definitely holding her hand, through that. My middle child hoards money, and she's got like, you know, she's like a little squirrel. She's got it hidden all over her room, and she's probably
Thank
got
you for that.
Ah, very good. That was unintentional. And then my youngest, I mean, he's 10. So I admittedly am probably not, well, and I have to say, and nothing against my parents, but generationally, my parents were terrible money managers, and did not teach us to be good money managers. And it has taken me a long time, and like ups and downs definitely throughout our marriage, to get to a point where, we're pretty good money managers now. But I feel like in having this conversation, I'm like, I feel remiss in not teaching my children to maybe avoid some of the pitfalls that we went through.
I think you would find that you have done a pretty awesome job with the checking and savings account by 16. Honestly, I mean, that's a big deal to send. I didn't go to college knowing, having a checking and a savings account and knowing, you know, what to do once I got there and how to manage that. And, you know, I went with a credit card that had a limit. And then I had to review that with my father on a monthly basis, which was super fun conversation.
You should have seen her face I told her what her budget was. She was like, "Yeah, oh my God, I can't live on
my
that.
My dad asking me what diesel was. What's diesel? I was like, gas, Dad. No, I think you're really ahead of the game, actually. I mean, just the fact of like a child having a job and understanding, and this is the other actually thing that I've learned a lot about from Acorns, is like, we have this notion that getting the paycheck is the goal. Like, that's right. The goal. You get the paycheck, you put it in your account, and like, and you should celebrate getting the paycheck. Absolutely. Like, celebrate the hell out of getting a paycheck. But that's not the goal. The goal is not getting the money, it's growing the money. And I think if we can help our kids understand that that's actually, like, this is just, the paycheck is just part of the process. And you actually now have this, like, superpower in your hand that you can go put, you know, you can go invest that and or at least, you know, part of it. Invest $10, invest 10% of it, and do nothing. You literally do nothing else. And that money will have the potential to grow potentially, you know, 8% year over year just by itself. And the earlier you do it, the sooner you benefit from compounding, which is like, once you learn what compounding is, you're just completely like, your mind is blown. So I think that's part, you know, that's part of the education that we need to do as a nation as well. It's like,
yes,
celebrate the paycheck, but that's only part of the process. That's not the end goal.
So I just, I am currently in college, and I just finished my summer class was quantitative literacy. So a lot of it was like financial literacy.
Wow.
And I was like, dude, I could have used this 30 years ago. This would have come in handy.
Seriously.
The whole compounding thing, I was like, oh, that's how that works? Holy smokes. I mean, right?
Right. It's so unreal. And it's actually really, maybe you can help me. It's really hard to explain. So you can, maybe you can send me some tips.
We can all go home and Google it, right? That's what we're going to do.
So let me ask you, is this something,
unpack, but...
Is this something that with a little bit of guidance, an older or a high schooler or college age kid could do on their own? If I, like my college age daughter, if I told her about this and helped her set it up, it's something that it's manageable to do on your own?
Oh, I mean, we make complicated things simple. That is like when we talk internally about like when we evaluate a new product we're thinking about, or when we opened Acorns earlier, you know, how can we make this as simple as possible? Because people have a lot to do and everybody's busy. And when we do research, we find out that, you know, not earning enough money or being too busy and feeling like they don't know, you know, how to do it, like you said, Kelly, accessibility are the big reasons why people don't, which is just devastating because we want to make it as accessible as possible. So basically if you wanted, you know, your daughter to set up an account, she could do it on her own. We ask, I think it's 7 profile questions, like, you know, who are you and how old are you and what are your, do you have long-term financial goals or shorter-term financial goals? And then you answer those questions. We recommend one of our portfolios. They're ETF portfolios, which is exchange-traded funds, meaning that they're really diversified. So instead of some of these companies that like let you go buy stock in the company of the day, which frankly is a pretty irresponsible practice for beginner investors, mm-hmm. You can get access to this expert-built diversified portfolio that helps you kind of, so to speak, not put all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. And then she does, all she
not
really
put all your nuts, not all your nuts in one basket.
There you, exactly. See, you got it.
catching on. Kelly's hired
really
too.
She doesn't have to do anything else. You know, she sets she links a card, so she gets Roundup. Maybe she mm-hmm. sets a $10, you know, week or month recurring investment, and she that's really all she, you know, she doesn't have to do anything else.
Is there a minimum?
You know, we do the rest of it.
Is there a minimum?
There's not a minimum. There's not an account minimum, okay. Not an account balance minimum. To start actually getting Roundups, you need to have $5. The Roundups themselves have to add up to $5. So she would just need $5 in spare change, and then that would get, you know, added over. And then on the back end, we're doing sleepless amounts of work to make sure that that money is well managed. But she doesn't really have to do much. I mean, we would love for her to get engaged with the education of it and, mm-hmm. you know, to learn more about, okay, now I've got that. And we see this from a lot of our customers right now. Okay, now I've got Roundup set up and I've got my recurring investment set up and, oh, I'm about to go, I've got to get a new, you know, computer for school. And I just noticed that Apple is a Found Money partner. Found Money is our program where about 350 very popular brands invest in you when you shop with them, which like, why would you choose a brand that doesn't invest in you? Mm-hmm. So Laura knows.
Oh yeah.
so she goes, you know, she buys her MacBook through Found Money and gets, you know, $20 invested in her account. So stuff like that, you know, there's these little actions that she could take along the way to kind of boost her potential. Yeah. But hopefully, I mean, that's really, you know, what we hear from people and what we try to do every day is just make it, remove the barriers and make it as accessible and easy as possible.
Yeah. That's awesome, Kennedy. I learned a lot, honestly, even having it. I really appreciate you joining us and telling us a little bit more, because it's nice when you have someone just sit you down and say, it's not that hard, or we have this that can help you make it easier. And so that's great.
I'm glad. I'm so grateful that you guys invited me on. I would say for anybody who's listening, just know that I knew none of this, zero. So, you can start at like a negative knowledge base and learn and actually, you know, as we say, grow your own. I hope that it's been a little bit helpful.
Yeah. Very helpful.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kenny. You're with Acorn. So if anyone wants to check it out, you can download it. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thanks with all the school stuff, or good luck with all the school stuff, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We need it.
Yeah, we'll skip over that topic. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's about it for us today. If you have a show idea or you want to chat with us, we'd love to hear from you. You can go ahead and shoot us an email at triadmomsonthemic@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the Triad Moms website at www.triadmomsonmaine.com and make sure to subscribe to this podcast. Thanks, everyone. Stay well. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.